Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustin, and with us is Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Legislators want casino in Schenectady.
Yes. After no more than 15 minutes of public comment and a few brief comments from the floor, the Schenectady County Legislature voted unanimously last night to support the proposed $300 million casino that promises to bring 1,200 jobs and sizable gaming revenue to the city and county of Schenectady. The legislature then voted unanimously to put the county's portion of gambling revenue from the casino, projected at $5.7 million a year, toward property tax relief. Up in Saratoga County yesterday, county supervisors are planning to endorse the East Greenbush Casino Project, whose partners include the owners of the Saratoga Casino and Raceway. They're poised to support that over any other Capital Region casino proposals. The County Board Racing and Gaming Committee was the board that acted yesterday. It backed the East Greenbush plan. That starts the process that could lead to approval by the full Board of Supervisors next week. And over in Montgomery County, we'll get details next week on that proposed casino. Clairvest, the Toronto-based firm, and Great Canadian Gaming, a casino operator based in British Columbia, are looking to build a casino on a 520-acre site in the town of Florida in the city of Amsterdam. Two companies will pitch that project to those boards next week. Both of those boards have already endorsed the casino plan, but the details have not yet been made public.
When they are, we'll let you know. We go now to what was an attorney general investigation and has resulted in a very big drug bust.
Yeah, a 10-month investigation spearheaded by the state attorney general's office has led to a 340-count indictment charging two dozen Capital Region residents and a New York City man with drug trafficking. The large, multi-jurisdictional drug ring was dealing hundreds of thousands of dollars in illegal substances throughout the Capital Regions, according to authorities. The investigation was dubbed Operation Yardwork, and it targeted a ring that shuttled heroin, cocaine, ecstasy, morphine, and illegal prescription medications, including hydrocodone and Xanax, between New York City and the Capital Region. A big part of the investigation, wiretaps that revealed an extensive use of code words between the suspects when they communicated about drugs and related activity. One man, 36-year-old Christopher Massey of Albany, was charged with operating as a major trafficker. If convicted, he could face life in prison. Others were charged with a range of felonies, including criminal sale or possession of a controlled substance. State and local law enforcement officials were also involved. The investigation extended from New York City through nine upstate counties.
We've been talking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these stories, you can go to dailygazette.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thank you.
Thanks, David.